Welcome to episode 10 of TV West Saves the World. We've taken a lengthy hiatus. We are back at it for another one. With me today, I have Harper.
Hello.
Wyatt.
Hi.
Carson. And
Ben.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. We are back at it for another one, West, and we are ready to start with Ben Metz with his segment on
Walt Disney. Okay, so like not a lot of people know that Walt Disney was not only an animator and a theme park designer, he was also like a utopian city builder.
And a racist.
He wasn't a racist.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
You don't know about all those films in the Disney vault.
You don't know. Song of the South wasn't like outwardly racist.
It was very racist.
Very outdated.
Have you heard the Dumbo story?
Don't say that about Walt Disney because we're trying to have a serious segment here, okay?
What was bad about Jim Crow?
Jim Crow was a character. He was a crow. He was black. And he was also named after Jim Crow laws. So that's great.
Mr. Baca is now here to do advice with Baca.
Okay, wait. I'm finna do my segment now, okay? So
go ahead, Ben.
What a lot of people don't know about Walt Disney was that he was actually a utopian city planner. So Epcot in Disney World was originally designed to be a functioning community that was using like the newest possible technology, stuff that was just developed. Now that was of course like way back in the 60s, so the newest possible technology at the time is pretty commonplace now. But still, it was a really cool idea, and not a lot of people know that because after Walt Disney died, the corporation was just like, nah, theme parks. And you know, that works too, I guess. So yeah, just interesting trivia right there.
All right, are we ready to go?
Yep. Yeah.
All right. So welcome to another edition of Advice with Baca. Today we're answering the question that we received sent directly to our DMs. What's a good Christmas present to buy? And for you, the good listeners, I found some really great answers to that question. So the first is, I don't know if any of you heard this, but you know how Baby Yoda is super popular right now? Anyway, yeah. Star Wars was like sort of caught off guard because they didn't make enough Baby Yoda merchandise to respond to all that popularity. So it's a lot of money left on the table, right? So if you want any Baby Yoda merchandise, you got to be really clever about it. So here's what you got to do. You can buy a regular Yoda doll, and you just cut off all its gray hair and you wrap it up in a blanket, and then it's Baby Yoda. So here's a picture of it for anybody that's interested. It's only like $25. That's just a clever idea I came up with.
That is kind of advice with Baca.
All right,
let's
now
be honest.
There's four more. He's got top five. So
these are awesome ideas.
If I said, now, first of all, if I said reindeer pajamas were a good idea for a Christmas gift, you'd probably agree. But how much do you think reindeer pajamas would cost? Someone just guess.
Like $50?
I don't know. Yeah, you probably, yeah. Anybody else?
It depends what brand you're getting it from, but pretty expensive.
$40?
$5,000.
Wow. All right. So for only $19.99, in some sizes anyway, you can get the Mr. Sleep Men's Fleece Pajama Onesie, and it looks like that. And just think about what a thoughtful gift that would be.
It's kind of hot. Siri's really interrupting right now.
Onesies are the worst, though. They're so hot, like, just wear a blanket.
So onesies only for the most extreme conditions, according to one thoughtful pajama wearer. All right.
I didn't know those kind of people existed, you know?
Old people and, like, children, though.
Do you sleep in your pants?
No, I don't sleep. I have pants.
All right.
But all I'm saying is, like, I don't know, man.
You know how
pajamas are... They're not in right now.
I think they could be if we wanted them to be, you know? We could make them in.
You gotta do it right.
I don't know, man.
On item number 3 out of 4. So,
you said top 5.
I mean 5. Okay. You know how spoilers make your car look really cool?
I guess so, yeah.
You're probably thinking that it's really difficult and expensive to get a spoiler put on your car.
I thought they put...
How much do you think a spoiler is?
Hundreds.
Anybody else?
I don't like it that you laughed at me. Whoa. It hurt my feelings.
Anybody else?
like $15.
All right.
Insert value.
Now I'm going to cover up the price. Now you tell me, Tarek, who just joined us, how much do you think this spoiler is going to cost?
That looks really cheap and bad quality. I'd say like $5-$10.
First of all, you're way off. $9.99. So I'm just going to show our audience you can get a spoiler for a friend. You just put that on the back of your car.
But that's like decorative.
And your
it's not
car,
even
which might
to do
be
anything.
Like, maybe you picked it up for like $1,000. It's got 200,000 miles on it.
Suddenly
you slap this
value.
Puppy on the back. All of a sudden, you can resale that vehicle. Maybe even turn a profit.
But it's like, it's a mini.
Sell it for $2 million.
It says it's a mini. How, like, look how tiny that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, well, that's just because it's cute and portable. You don't want, like, a really big one.
Well, no wonder it's $10. Like, the scale of that.
Yeah, a quarter of a tail light. I don't.
That. Just put that on there.
I don't know if I would buy that. As a car enthusiast, I don't support this.
Unbelievably
that would
beautiful.
Be a good.
If you're, yeah. Guys, if oh. you're going to if you're gonna get a spoiler, just go all in and...
Don't listen to this propaganda.
No,
this is
it,
a perfect
listen,
idea.
But you're gonna
silence
go, you're gonna go to a body shop and you're gonna get a chassis spoiler.
One more. First of all,
propaganda.
I think Tarek is just trying to gently hint that maybe he wants this for Christmas. So anybody
that's an idea for anyone out there wants to buy Tarek a Christmas
okay.
present. I never thought
so,
that was an idea.
So
if you're gonna buy me a Christmas present, spend the full like $2,000.
Put it on
the chassis for me.
Just like find your car, slap it on, leave a little bow on top.
Three or number four? What? I think we're on three right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's
no, because you had the
okay,
baby
four.
Yoda.
This is number
and you
four.
Had the pajamas.
All right,
then
so
you had
this
the spoiler.
This is a Christmas gift that works for everyone. And that is one of these. Now, you don't have to buy this particular gift. Just go onto the internet and look for a manicure kit. Now, have you ever seen these things all laid out?
Why is it in rose gold?
And they,
that's like the only thing my grandma carries around with her.
They look like one of those torture device kits.
She's like
maybe
one of those really beauty-focused people.
But they have everything laid out. And the reason why this works for just about everybody
those
is that
really
most
dangerous.
People have fingernails. So just think about that. All right, moving on.
I have no fingernails. I lost them after a duck bit mine off.
If you don't have fingernails,
I bite off all my fingernails.
If you don't have fingernails, this last gift is really for you. But you do need fingers to use it, and it is a hand grip strengthener set. Okay.
I so love these, that's a two-pack. One,
yeah,
do
so these are really great because, you know, what does everybody do as soon as Christmas is over? New Year comes. What's on everyone's mind?
But what happens?
Losing weight.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, New Year's resolutions.
Wait, so yeah. I have an issue with this. I think this is really offensive to the fingerless and handless people of the world.
Maybe.
Unless they plan on using both of their stubs at once, I feel like that's really, really rude.
Anyway, so basically you just grip it and then
makes
it makes your
sense.
Fingers stronger and then you lose weight. And because it's so...
But isn't it possible to also like break your hand while doing that? So like how much strength...
Silence, propagandist.
Worth it.
You sound like...
Anyway,
I ain't no commie.
It's so portable, you can take it anywhere. Like while you're listening to people talk or while you're listening to this podcast, you can just break this out and get a really quick workout. So anyway, those are just some of the ideas... Some of the ideas to answer the question, what about your friends for Christmas? This segment has been sponsored by, of course, who else but the internet. If you go onto the internet's website and you type in the promo code TV West Saves the World, you can get a discount on the internet for the entire month of December. And for this week only, you can even gift somebody the internet. So that's kind of our kind of works
today,
several
that's ways. Actually a good deal to be honest.
It is.
Silence
today's
propagandist
is also sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends, the mobile MMORPG.
Dude, this
and
is the best
today
RPG.
Only,
okay.
Yeah. Today
Raid
only
I've heard of Raid
got,
Shadow
no,
Legends.
No,
propagandist.
Today only if you use code Tarek12, you actually can start off with 1500 gems and 10,000 gold.
Yo,
so,
and the skeleton champion.
Yeah.
Because we've got over 1500 unique champions.
Yeah, by the way, it's not a joke. Please use the code I need food.
Are we gonna ignore that Mr. Bakken just said not funny?
It's not a joke. Actually, like, use my Raid Shadow.
Dude, he's begging us. He's begging us. We have to listen to him.
Advertisements on YouTube.
When our teacher literally
Raid Shadow Legends.
Vibe check!
Get this.
Raid Shadow Legends.
Hold everything. Red alert. We just got a vibe check.
Raid Shadow.
Over 1,500 unique champions.
Hey, Ben. Vibe check. Tarek.
Bruh.
This ring
Carson, what's your vibe right now?
I'm vibing right now.
I be vibing in the Ritz car.
You ain't vibing right
yo, what's your vibe right now, Wyatt? Now that you're all Scottish, what's your vibe?
I'm fine.
Harper, what's your vibe?
Swag.
He be vibing in the Ritz car.
What's your vibe, Brogan?
I have no vibe. Neither do you. We know you.
I have my all vibe right now. it's feeling like
yikes.
It's feeling like that moment when you're about to like win a really difficult game, like for example Dark Souls, and then last second you died to some BS. I was playing Outlast 2 the other night and it was really good, and then out of nowhere, since I was playing on insane difficulty, I kind of got clapped. So
all right,
you guys remember that one TV show, Thousand Ways to Die?
Dumb ways to die.
No, not dumb ways to die. It's a
dumb ways to die.
You know, a thousand ways to die.
Dumb ways to die.
Like,
some being Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, basically it's a show where it just shows you a bunch of ways to die.
Oh yeah, I know about this.
Yeah.
The one guy dies like when he inhales poop fumes and then he dies.
Yeah, there was this one I saw. This dude, he was really drunk, and his friends dared him to pee on this fence. And it turns out it wasn't electrical fence, and he ended up electrocuting himself.
That's epic.
I know.
Jeffrey Epstein pissed on a fence, and he definitely didn't know it was electrical.
All right. This just in. The police are here. I gotta go.
Yo, this just in. Tarek goes.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to this week. Thank you for listening to this episode of TV West Saves the World. We're sorry it's shorter than normal, but you know how annoying high schoolers can get. Anyway,
I can do.
There's about 10 seconds left.
Check it out, I can do more.
So, for school news, we have a new principal. More on that coming this week on TV West. Thanks.
I can do more.
Bye.